Macmillan Audio presents Burning Midnight, an Amos Walker novel by Lauren D. Esselman. Read for you by Pete Larkin. Fire burns the match as well. Old Spanish saying. Uno. Crown of Thorns. Chapter 1. I had a mouse in the office. A cute little seal-colored rodent with black shiny eyes like licorice drops, and whiskers longer on one side than the other so that when he worked his nose, he looked like Uncle Vanya. He lived in the wall, in a hole in the baseboard, one of those gothic arches you see in cartoons. Inside, he would sleep in a bed made out of a sardine can. I called him Wally. Next time he stuck out his head, I was going to brain him with the stapler. It would be the acme of my week. It was March, a muddy one, with the remains of a February blizzard going like 60 in the storm drains, and all the feral spouses and politicians to let seemed to have given up their bad habits for Lent. That left me with time to shred some old files and make room in the stove-in green cabinets for the heap on the desk. It was pleasant enough work, demanding little from the faculties of reason and the noise made by those ancient infidelities and aging runaways as they passed through the blades sounded like jet planes taking off for exotic destinations.